Tanya Shir Yom Hei Leparshas Toldos Tavshinayin Beis Or Lechof Ches Mar Cheshvan. And we're in the middle of Perek Chof Aleph, where he's been talking about, in the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph, that the Dibur, when we talk about the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously it's not the same Dibur as people's Dibur. It's not produced by vocal cords, it's not produced by the mechanism of people, but when things are called, when things are given names, they are the godly counterparts of what people do. So there has to be a Tzad HaShoveh, there has to be... So how is Dibur of a... There has to be a common denominator. Obviously it's formed in a different way, but like, why call it Dibur? It's... That there are, it's similar to a person's Dibur. So how is it similar to a person's Dibur? There's a very, very big difference. A person's Dibur, this is how he starts off Perek Chof Aleph. A person's Dibur is Nifrad Min Ha'adam. He's coming, by the way, we're in the middle of answering his main question, which he posed in Perek Chof, was that Hashem, there's no Shinui in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. How can we say Hashem is the same before the Bria and after the Bria? So he's in the middle of explaining that the Bria is the Hagshama, if it were, as it were, of Dibur Hashem. And that's what he's in the middle of explaining now, that Dibur Hashem is not separate from Hashem. Dibur Hashem is Hashem. There's nothing that's separate from Hashem. There's a lot of... We actually learned this in Chavis Halvav, this Shar HaYichud. Hashem Echad has many angles to it, many aspects to it. One of those aspects is that Hashem cannot... There's no pieces to Hashem. So when you say Ratzon Hashem or Dibur Hashem, it's all Hashem. There's no... It's not like a person that is made up of herkevim. There's no herkev in Hashem, and there's nothing choluk mimenu. So dibur is also the dibur Hashem. Whatever it is, whatever the dibur Hashem is, but the dibur of Yehiyar is a manifestation of Him. It's elokus. It's maybe. Maybe you could talk about active elokus as opposed to passive elokus. That's the most we should allow ourselves to think. Like Hashem is in active mode, even though that also, like, what it, that's also shinui, really. But that the Tanya is not going into now. I mean, really, he is. It would answer that question too, because there's a basic question. There's an even a question he doesn't raise, which is maybe for Enfid answered by the way he explains what he will explain, and that is. You know, Vayomer Hashem, or let's say anything Hashem does. So, you know, Hashem is not really under time. What do you mean Hashem, what was he doing a minute before that? Like, that's already Shinui. Is Hashem always saying Yehiyar? Well, Hashem's Lamalam and Azman, so we really don't understand it. But, anything Hashem does, so when he wasn't doing it or when he's not doing it, so maybe it's answered by the way he explains this issue. He's dealing very specifically with the issue of, if you're calling a Dibur, and the Dibur of a Ben Adam is Nifrad Mimenu, even a Machshav of a person really is Nifrad Mimenu. If we think of the Etzem Nefesh, the person's his Nefesh, it's not his fingers or his bones or his blood vessels, it's his Nefesh. And you think of the Nefesh as being made up, as Tanya learned, we learned in previous Prokim, it's made up of Seichel and Midos, that's 10 spheros, so 7 Midos and 3, 7 aspects, 7 Midos, Gedula, Gvura, Tferes, Netzachot, right, whatever you call them, Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, and Chochma, Bina, Das. So that's the Etzem Nefesh, that's the Mehus HaNefesh. Even though that's also there's Madregas, but for our purposes today, we can call it the Mehus HaNefesh. And then, so there, like, just to give the most, like if I like ice cream, So that's, I'm not thinking. There's not even a machshava. There's no oisius, he calls it. That's in my midos. I like something. Then I have a machshava. I'm going to go buy ice cream. That's already a formulated. That's already the mida has already morphed into machshava, or the seichel, really. Seichel or midos. That's what happened. The process of a person is that the seichel or midos morph into machshava. The machshava morphs into dibur. The dibur morphs into maisa. So once it's machshava, it's really already, in a sense, nifrad min ha'adam, because the way the Tanya puts it, oisius have been formed. It's already, it's not the nefesh's seichel or midos. It's already become a thought process. I'm going to buy this. But he starts off the parak talking about dibur, and the dibur is certainly nifrad min ha'adam, and he starts off the parak actually talking about how physically we see the dibur as separate from the person. This, you actually could feel it. When we were kids, we used to say it, don't spray it. Sometimes your mamish feel it. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dibur is a chelek of him, not muvdal or mufra. That was his lashon. So then he says, why is it called dibur? What is it called dibur? It's certainly... So he says that in a person, dibur as opposed to machshava is not because the dibur is nifrad and the machshava is not. In fact, he said the dibur is also nifrad, the machshava is also nifrad from the person. As I just explained, it's already osios have been formed. If not dibur, but osios. So he says because it's giloy. It's giloy. By a person, there's another aspect to dibur vis-a-vis machshava, and that's you don't know what I'm thinking. And when I'm medaber, I'm a gale what I'm thinking, or I'm a gale my rotson, I'm a gale really my seichel or my midos. So that's why it's called dibur. So it's not, it's, his question was, why is it called dibur? L'chora, the salient feature of dibur by a person is that it becomes nifrad mimenu. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. There can't be such a thing. Nothing is nifrad from Hashem. So really, I mean, everything is really just a gilui alakus. How much Hashem is being megala himself. So the dibur is also gilui, and that's what he ends up saying, that's what dibur is. And there's a gilui elokus. Till then, you didn't see or wasn't experienced this aspect of elokus. It was there, but it wasn't seen. And now it's nisgale. So that's why it's called dibur, because in a person, we say it's nisgale when he's medaber. Then his thoughts and his wants and his everything is nisgale. So we'll start from the words. It's basically the middle of Perek Chaf Aleph, the kocha mamish derech moshel. The kocha mamish derech mamish. It's the middle. They have like every Tanya is the same, right? The kocha mamish derech moshel miyuchados diburo. Machshavto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tachlos hayichud b'mehuso v'atzmuso yisbarach gam acher sheyotzo dibur yisbarach al hapoyel, even after it's an active mode, and v'yomer lakim yehi or v'yehi or. So you would think, oh, it's nifrad mimenu, and it went and did something, but there's no such thing. B'briyos ha'olamos k'mo shoyim b'yuchad imo kodem b'briyos ha'olamos. It's taka no shinui. It's like no difference because of Hashem Echad. So it's all Yichudo, the Achduso. So I'm saying, even from that angle, it's just a Gilui. It's just a Gilui of the Lukuso. The ancient Shinui Klal, the fun of Yisbarach. Ella, it appears that way, El Habruim. El Habruim, Hamakablim, the Shinui is in us. The bruim is makabel this elokus. It's been this gala to them, and they are now kalim to be mekabelit, and that's their chiyus. Their chiyus is the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem in the Shemayim Nasu. So the Dvar Hashem has been misgale in the Bria, in the world. Actually, he had to be buried in the Bria, but we'll start from the Pesukim, where the Pesukim start, with Yehiyor. The Pesukim don't start from Hashem was Borei existence itself. I mean, we could say the words, you know, I'm not saying I know what it means, but those are the right words to say. Hashem was Borei existence itself. He's above existence. He is. Okay. So Vayom Elokim Hiyor, Vayor means there was a Gilui Elokus, a certain Gilui Elokus, which the Mekablim, there had to be a Mekabel, the Bria, I'm saying existence, was the Mekablim. The Mekablim were Mekabel it, and it, as I am, it morphed, it metamorphosis into Taka'or. But that's mitzad the Mekablim. And Hashem, there was no Shinui. It was just, there was a Gilui. It's like if, he allowed a light to be turned, a bad example. Or, okay. It's like you turn on a light and you see it was always there. It's there. A table's in a room. You can't use it. It's not real. It's not there. You don't know it's there. Then you turn on a light, you see it, so you're able to use it. It's a bad marshal, but it's something. So he allows his elokus to be misgale, and it and elabrum hamakablim chiyusim bebechinas diburi yusborach bebechinas yitziyosu kvoro lapoyo bebrios olamos so mislabish bohem lachiyosom Adidei Hishtal Shalusum me ole olu. I'll explain in a second. Viridos Hamadregos Bitsumim Rabin Bishonim Achiyuchu Habruim Lakabal Chiyusim Visavusum Imenu Vilizbatlu Bimitsius. Now, this is already Sohat Simpson. This is already how. And maybe the Tanya got into trouble for this a little, but it's really Elokus that becomes a table. It has to be that way, because A, Mitzad Hashem, there's no Shinui in Hashem, so it's not like Hashem was tableless at 2 o'clock, and he had a table at 2:01, that can't be, that's a Shinui in Hashem, and then Mitzad the Mekablim, they can't exist without being Ratzon Hashem. But Ratzon Hashem is not Nifrat from Hashem, just like Dibur Hashem is not Nifrat from Hashem. So it's really a Lakus, and this is what the Tanya Shita is, whether the others held not like that, the Groh held not like that, that there is a different system, I don't know. But this is what the Tanya holds. So you're really talking about a Hishtal Shalus that starts up there, and it's a Lakus, and it through something called Tzimtzum, or else it can't happen. But through something called Tzimtzum, it's a Kabbalistic concept, but you have an idea what it is. It's like, it's Yoyred from the Ola to the Olul, you know, it's like a chain. So it becomes more. So normally we think of it becomes more Misgashem. Remember, it has to go from the Olam Hatzilus to Hatzilus to Bria to Yitzira to Asiya. It's also part of the Hishtal Shalus. And it's Yorid, Yorid, Yorid. But now he's really explaining that Yerida, so to speak, that change is only Mitzad the Mekablim. Mitzad Hashem, it's Gilui, 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 Gilui. Because his Elokus, Melokh Alaretz Kvodo. So his Elokus already incorporates all of these different levels and all of these different manifestations of his Elokus. It's not like he's in the Olam HaAtzilus only, right? And then he sends out it's Elokus, it's all Elokus, it's just it's Yorid. But here he's explaining it's Misgale. If I could chiddush. It's only mizgala. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only mizgala. There's never a shinui mitzad Hashem. Everything is always there. Everything was always there. And it's being mizgala to the bruim. Now he says an interesting phrase, v'lo yisbatlu b'metzius. In other words, things would always be botel to Hashem, and b'metzius they would be botel. They couldn't exist. How does this table exist? This table could only exist because of this hishtalsulus. So, mitzad Hashem, it's giluy achar giluy achar giluy. Mitzad the mekablim, it's hester, hester, hester. Because this can only have its own for this to be something that looks like and acts like something separate from Hashem, and it certainly does, no question about it, that it is. It looks like it, it acts like it, so there's Helam, because the Hishtalshalus is more and more Ha'alama. But the Tanya is explaining that's Mitzad the Mekablim, but Mitzad Hashem, it's more and more Gilui, more and more Gilui, more and more of his Elokus is being this Gala. But Mitzad Inside the Bruim, it's more and more of a Lakus as being the Salem, as being hidden.
Mishnayayu is the concept only to us, to the Mekablim? Or
Yesh Me'ayin is that, is that initial thing called Tzimtzum. There is a that he never.
Why couldn't have created the table?
It does, but it starts. It has a very long trip. That's all he's saying. It's a very long trip to table. Is you know what like the table in the Beis Hamikdash? You know, that's not a table, man. That's something. So you know that gives us a little hint. Maybe table. It gives us rather like maybe you can look at things in the Beis Hamikdash and you have a little taste. Like if the Lechem Aponim is on the table. So you realize, you know, a table is something that's a conduit for parnasa. Like that's part of the hishtalshulos, you know. And it comes out to, I'm not talking about a work table, right? You see really in the Mishkan, a table is for eating. The table, you know, the elokus table, so to speak, the table, the bria, is something we eat on. Right, I mean, this is called a table too. Obviously, I don't know the base of. Rather, the base of Mikdash would be a good place to look to see the spiritual counterparts of things. The answer, Yesh Me'ayin is the moment of the Big Bang, and there was a Big Bang. The Big Bang isn't a Big Bang. Is the problem is he had to create Zman also. But that's symptom. That's symptom. You know, in English, they write in the books, he withdrew within himself. I don't know what that means. That allows for mitzad the bruim, the halama. In other words, otherwise there wouldn't even be shayach halama mitzad the bruim. Hashem encompasses everything. I think that's the beer. That what allowed it. He's coming to claim there's no shini mitzad Hashem. Mitzad Hashem is just more and more gilui, more and more exposure, more and more allowing himself to be seen and allowing himself to be felt and seen. Like the lights are going on. And it's had the bruim, there's more and more halama, because there's more and more something that exists outside of Hashem. It looks that way.
When Hashem doesn't anase, so there's no more aspect of Eloi?
No aspect of...
No. Is there...
He's more...
There's
Megala.
No more aspect of Eloi than him making a table, or being Megala.
It's had him.
It's had him, not Mitzad.
Right. Like Mitzad Hashem, it's Gilui, and that's why it's called Dibur. But Mitzad the Bruim, it's on the day Hishtalshalus, may Olo Lo Olo, we read this Madrigal, but Tzumtzumim Rabbim Vishonim, so that they can exist. they can appear to exist. That's a famous thing, that in Hasidus, Yesh Me'ayin is really Ayin Me'yesh. That's a famous Hasidus insight, not a joke, it's like an insight. That what we call Yesh Me'ayin is only because we are Bruim and we're Bus of Adam. So we call it Yesh Me'ayin, but it's really Ayin Me'yesh, because the Yesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a table is Ayin. It doesn't really exist. It's only a gilui of alukus. So what we call Yesh Me'ayin is really Ayin Me'yesh.
What are we?
We what?
What are we relative to the Bible, to ourselves, versus relative to Him?
What do you mean? What? I'm not sure how to answer you. What do you mean? What are we? We are Bruim.
To Him, we are all then just part of Him.
Yeah.
And to us, we are something.
Yeah. This fits in, I mean, again, if we go back to previous program where we learned about the ability of a yid to be moser nefesh. What you do when you're moser nefesh is you mebatal yourself and you try to negate that separateness. He compares it to a flame that goes back to its makar, that wants to be to lose its metzius within the larger fire, and it's drawn to the larger fire, and it loses its own yeshus, and that's what happens when a yid's moser nefesh. It's supposed to be not with any thought of reward, but it's supposed to be the ultimate bittul, where you say, you know, you're nothing. It's really it's made a chavis avodas. Explains Shar HaKniya. It's really with that bittle. Okay. V'chol ha-tzumtzumim heim b'chinus hestaponim lahastur lahalim ha'or. That's mitzad the mekablim. V'achiyus ha-nimshach midiburiyus barach. Shlo yizgale b'b'chinus gilui rav. Or else we couldn't exist. If the elikus would be too... If mitzidenu would be b'gilui, then there would be no table. It would be a lakus. In other words, the system has the table, but the table is a helem of Hashem. V'chein gam ke nidma lahem or v'chiyus hadibur shel mokum borach hu hamalubash b'hem. So we see it as separate from Hashem. Kilu hu dover muvdol mimuhuso v'atzmuso yizborach. Rak shenimshach mimenu yizborach k'moy dibur shel odom minafsho. Our perception is that it's like a dibur of a person. Hashem said, Yehi or... And Vayhi Or, Hashem said Yehi tree, Vayhi Desha Esa Masriya Sera, and we see it as a deeper like a person. Our perception is that it's separate from Hashem, and that a tree is thereby formed, and therefore we see the tree as separate from Hashem, because that's how we can relate to it as a reality. That's how we can have what we call Yesh. Because if we would relate to it on the level that it really is, we'd see nothing here, so to speak. We'd see a lakus here. We wouldn't see a table. We'd see a certain gilui of a lakus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's all giluyim, because Hashem like includes and includes everything. Includes everything. Everything is included within Him. There's no, but it's not separate from Him, because that's Hashem Echad won't allow that. There's nothing, there's no herkevim. Hashem has a part of Him that deals with the earth. There's no parts. Hashem has no parts. Not even His Ratzon, not even His Dibur. It's all giluyim of his godliness. Achlekabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain shum tzimtzum. So we see it that way. So when we say Vaydabar Hashem, we sort of intuit a dibur that's separate from Hashem, because that's our perception of dibur. Ach l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain shum tzimtzum v'hester v'helem master umalim lufanov v'kachashecha ka'ora. This is already a deeper concept. This is a deeper concept. Rabbi Yoel said like this, he gave a marshal, and the marshal is a marshal. So if I'm teaching a Talmud, he says, and I give a marshal. So what do I give a marshal for? So the marshal has the nimshel behelim. Behelim, right? I give a marshal, so it has a certain kernel of the nimshel, but the nimshel is behelim. Because the or would be too great, the Talmud would not understand it if I presented it. So that's the equivalent of saying the or is too great. So the or, so amalim, this is Marshall. Amalim, I put Bahaloma the or, and I give the nimshel, and so he, that's like saying the bruim are able to handle a table, like a Talmud is able to handle a nimshel. But he said, but to the, so it's not the pshat, but it's, he said like this, he said, but the Rebbe, it's not the pshat that the Rebbe understands the nimshel and sees the marshal in the nimshel. To the Rebbe, the nimshel and the marshal is all the same. To the Rebbe, it's not even Bahaloma. If the Rebbe understands the marshal, then to him, there is no marshal. The marshal is the nimshel. You know, when he tells the marshal, like in this marshal now, and if I understand it, and you know. So I, she says, don't think, that's what he's saying in this sentence. He's going more. Don't think that the bruim have to handle it because of Haloma. And to Hashem, it's Gilui. But to Hashem, like what's going on there is also Haloma. Like, he says, to Hashem, it's like with the Rebbe, to Hashem, the Nimshal is the same as the Marshal. That's what he says, Choshech, Gam Choshech lo Yachshech Mimeka. It's b'chal not choshech l'gabi the Eibishter. Ach l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't shum tzimtzum the Esther. It's like, that's what's a good marshal. It's like it's not happening mitzad the Eibishter. Hashem, mitzad Hashem, he's not being malim, he's being megale. It's like saying, I'm being megale the pshat by giving you a marshal. And I understand the marshal, so to me the marshal is as clear and as bright and as much the nimshal as the nimshal would be. To you, it's more behelim and behester, and in the form of a nimshal of a marshal. The olam master umal the ancient since of hester behelim master umalim lefonav the kachashecha kaora. It's all the same. Kedachsim gam choshech lo yachshech mimeka. That's the pshat in that pasuk. To you, mishum she'ena tzumtzumim v'alavushim, also are not davar nifrad mimenu yisbarach has v'sholem. Ela kohadein kamtza, that's a kind of grasshopper insect, the levushe minei ubei. It's really a good marshal, like the person's fingernail. It's a kisui, but it's a kisui that's also, it's also part. It's not nivdal. It's part of the person, part of the kamtza, part of its bosser is the kisui, I guess, or every or. I'm not sure what kamtza is different. You could say that about the skin of a person, that it's part of the person. It's just it's the kisui part. So it's not nivdal mimenu. Now I promised this line at mincha. Because of ki Hashem hu Elokim. Because Hashem is Gilui, Hashem is in his full Gilui, and Elohim is Begmatria Tateva, and Elohim Bechlal is a mystical Nistar. So Ki Hashem Hu Elohim means Hashem, it's all the same. The Gilui and the Hester is Kachashecha Ka'ora. So to him, it's all the same. Mechmashi Ksati Bimokamacher, Lochen Kamei Kula Kaloi Choshim Mamish. So this is why he's on his way. I don't know if Perkov Beis, he's going to talk about it some more. I'm not sure. So Hashem is the same before the Bria and after the Bria. He's just Megale, and to put it very superficially, I guess, it's the same, and he's just Megale himself more, and to the Bria it's Halama, so it looks like there's something that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It looks like there's something that's not. But the Hashem, even he sees it like I said, like the Rebbe with the Marshal. From his perspective, it's all Gilui. I'm trying to tell Lama, but he knows. Like you walk into a dark room and you know where something is, and shout out to you, it's dark also, but you know where it is, so you go and you get it. But if you go into a room and of blind people and it's light, so the blind people, you know, so to you it's light. To them it's dark because they're blind. To them it's dark, but to you snapshot it's dark, but you know where it is. It's light. Okay. Stop.